Rajamandala Darshan, Day 28, Brahmandagat and Sharing Realizations. How's that? How's that? How's that? Okay. Okay. Many of us bathe in the Yamuna before we gather for Mangal Arati on the riverbank. We stand under a blanket of stars, swaying gently to the slow rhythm of the Mridanga and Karatals. With grateful hearts, we sing of our spiritual master's glories. It was he who revealed this topmost and most confidential abode of the Lord. As the pujari offers the ghee lamp to Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Sundara's lotus feet, it almost feels as if Yamuna Devi is smiling at us. How pleased she must be that their lordships are being worshipped here on her bank. There's a traditional Bangladeshi bhajan called Dule Dule Gora Chand. It is about Lord Chaitanya's tour of Vrindavan. The last stanza describes the Lord's interaction with Yamuna Devi. Asiya Jumana Kule Nache Hari Hari Bole Jamuna Utole Ese Charnan Doyai. Arriving on the bank of the Yamuna River, he dances wildly while chanting, Hari, Hari. Mother Yamuna becomes so ecstatic that she rises and comes forward to wash Lord Gauranga's feet. Maybe one day, if our prayers are answered, we'll witness Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting on the banks of the Yamuna. In the meantime, we must continue to accompany Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Sundara on their Vraja Mandala Parikrama year after year, praying always to be blessed with this divine vision. One day, by their mercy, our desire will be fulfilled. After Mangala Arati, Ishtadev Das announces, today we'll stay at Brahmandagat. Every year we dedicate this day to sharing realizations about parikrama, appreciation of a month of close association, of serving one another and the Dham, of the feelings that parikrama invoked in our hearts, and about the determination it has awakened in us. These things are worth sharing with the assembled Vaishnavas. Please take full advantage of this opportunity to both speak and hear. After our morning lecture and breakfast prasad, we gather next to Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Sunda in an open area next to the camp. We listen intently as various devotees step forward to share their experiences and realizations with us. It seems that everyone relished Vrajamandala Parikrama as an intense but spiritually rewarding pilgrimage. Jananivas Prabhu says that while he was bathing in Radha Kunda on Bahulashtami, by the grace of Srimati Radharani, a famous verse came to his mind. Daivi Hyesha Gunamayi Momo Maya Duratyaya. He shares with us a sobering realization related to this verse. The material energy is a dreadful place for one who forgets the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. This is because in this forgetful position, one takes a shadow as the real thing and suffers endlessly. If we try to always remember the divine couple, we'll be safe. Another devotee comments on the purifying aspect of pilgrimage. Vrajamandala Parikrama is the perfect test of one's spiritual health. In the pure atmosphere of the Dham, our anarthas stand out like black spots on a white sheet. Because in the Dham, we are surrounded entirely by Krishna. Any dirt of material desire or infection of the material modes becomes instantly apparent. Mahanidhi Swami shares this. As aspiring devotees, we don't try to see Krishna, but we still want to deeply cultivate the feeling of wanting to see him. We are unworthy and deserving to ever come near the Supreme Lord, what to speak of seeing, talking, and playing with him. The Goswamis spent their entire lives doing Vrajamandala Parikrama, not just during Kartik. They slept each day under a different tree, spent every month in a different forest, and every moment relishing new flavors of transcendental ecstasy as they followed Krishna through Vrindavan. They prayed, "Where is Krishna? Is he on the banks of the Yamuna or on Govardhan Hill? Where is he?" I pray to Srila Prabhupada and to the eternal residents of Vrindavan that someday I may understand a particle of the dust of Vrindavan and that I may receive the incredible fortune of again searching for Krishna in the beautiful, wish-fulfilling forests of Gokul. Mother Shitala speaks about the Vaishnava qualities that grow from association with the dust of Vraja. There are many practical and essential lessons to be learned by performing Vrajamandala Parikrama. We have to increase our tolerance and humility if we hope to live so closely with one another. We have to become detached from our body if we are to accept whatever prasad and accommodations come our way. Austerity, the wealth of the brahmanas, must also be increased. By taking the vow to perform Vrajamandala Parikrama, we place ourselves in a favorable position to cultivate the qualities with which a Vaishnava is expected to be decorated. Others speak among similar lines. One devotee comments, "I realized especially while standing in line or serving prasad that I'm not a special person. Being in the last position of a line during darshan or prasad actually helps us understand what it means to put everyone else first and to be the last to get the mercy. I'm learning how to be more tolerant, sensitive, kind, and polite with others." Another devotee shares an anecdote about Vaishnava qualities. I was present during a conversation between two devotees. One of them said, "You're lucky. You have no problems with your feet." The devotee receiving the compliment, as he revealed to me later on, felt proud that it was true. His feet were in good shape and he could really walk. But within a minute, he stepped on two thorns. I realized that in Vrajadham, Krishna doesn't tolerate any pride in his devotees. Ram Govinda Swami ponders the essence of pilgrimage. The effect of Vrajamandala Parikrama is that one must get bhakti. In other words, the qualities of a bhakta, of which the two principal qualities are Tatikshava Karunika, tolerance and mercy. If these qualities don't manifest, It means we didn't do our parikrama properly. When we're faced with austere or unpleasant circumstances, we should remember that to criticize one another is easy, but to appreciate one another is difficult. Appreciation is essential. It is the austerity of the mind. Here we also have a chance to see the vrajya mood and try to imbibe it. I remember how after we took prasad in one of Vrajavasi's house, the family happily renewed their invitation. Please come to our house again next year. We will install a hand pump for you. This kind of mood is natural for them, but we must make a sincere effort to cultivate it. We have about 30 Burmese devotees with us, and this is the first time they've been on the parikrama. It seems to have left a deep impression on their hearts. They look blissful, and their appreciation is heartfelt and touching. We have been waiting for many years to experience the Chintamani Dham. Throughout the parikrama, we felt like we're part of a big family. We are very sorry to leave. We humbly pray for your blessings so we can do the parikrama again and again. The nectar one can relish in circumambulating vraja is unending. We savor the memories of the austerities we performed together and the intimate friendships we've developed. Mani Manjari Dasi attributes her success on the parikrama to the more experienced Vaishnavas who constantly encouraged her. She remembers how 3 weeks ago she got the typical diseases that tend to weaken one's determination. The senior members of the party encouraged her not to succumb to her mind and body, but to carry on. By seeing so many holy places each day, her taste for parikrama increased. And despite her physical weakness, she didn't want to miss even a day of nectar. Now she is brimming with the desire that Vrajamandala parikrama continue forever. Vimalakunda Das from Thailand tells us how the Association of Senior Vaishnavas has created for him a tremendous opportunity to learn. Some years ago on parikrama, Radha Raman Swami arrived at one kunda with his assistant and prepared to bathe in it. At that moment, a Bengali Mataji also approached the kund, hoping to bathe. Maharaj's assistant saw the awkward situation and sent the Mataji away without Maharaj being aware of what had happened. But when Maharaj found out that the Mataji had been sent away, he felt bad. He considered it his fault that she had been unable to bathe in the kund. Maharaj wanted to beg her forgiveness, but he didn't get the opportunity to do so. 6 years later, that same Mataji was back on parikrama, and at that time, in front of all the devotees, Maharaj begged her forgiveness. This incident changed my heart. I was amazed that for an apparently insignificant fault on his part, Maharaj was still intent on asking forgiveness. We, on the other hand, commit so many offenses, but hardly lament them. What to speak of begging forgiveness? After the first session of realizations, we spend a few hours resting, bathing in the Yamuna, and spending time with one another. Some of the devotees swim across the Yamuna, and others cross the river in boats or relax on the steps of Brahmandagat. ISKCON devotees have a special affinity for this place because Srila Prabhupada bathed at Brahmandagat with his disciples. Prabhupada then took his group to the place beside the Yamuna where Krishna had shown his mother all the universes within his mouth. Touching the water, Prabhupada said, "It is too cold for an old man like me. But you take a bath. I'll put a few drops on my head." He directed the women to separate place to swim where the Indian women bathed, and the men plunged in and began swimming. They sported in the water as Prabhupada stood on the bank watching. Suddenly, Prabhupada put on a gamcha, walked to the river's edge, sprinkled some water on his head, and then waded up to his knees. The devotees were delighted to see him duck beneath the water and begin bathing and splashing with them in the Yamuna. The Vaishnavis walked some distance upstream to bathe. Around noon, I can see Vaishnavas partly submerged in the Yamuna, chanting Gayatri. The Parikrama management team and I converse on the roof of a nearby building. We sit under a shady tree to review the Parikrama and discuss improvements for next year. After lunch prasad, we gather again to share more realizations. Bhakti Narasingha Swami speaks about the sense of togetherness that comes from performing parikrama. In Africa, there's a saying that a person is a person because of other people. This refers to the spirit of interdependence. We get help from others in order to achieve what we want to achieve. Similarly, although on parikrama, we are from different nationalities, we feel like part of one family. This is how we can achieve success in any spiritual undertaking, by Vaishnava association. If each one of us is asked to do parikrama by him or herself, it is impossible. Vrajabhumi is Chintamani Dham. There is no shortage of miracles. Niskinchana Das from Secunderabad had been performing Vrajla Mandala Parikrama for 7 years. He recalls his first parikrama. "There was a time during my brahmachari years when I became very sick. I was not even able to lift a glass of water. Still, I made up my mind to come for Vraja Mandala Parikrama. It was my very first Vraja Parikrama, and I seriously doubted I could walk for even a day because of my poor health. However, by the blessings of my spiritual master and by doing japa and kirtan in the association of devotees, I was charged with energy and could walk. Actually, just being able to reach the Birla Mandir on the second day was a big achievement for me. It took me about 4 days to adjust to the climate and all the walking and sweating. To my amazement, by the time I reached Badrinath on the 10th day, I was completely fit and strong. Prior to coming on parikrama, I had wanted to distribute books, but I couldn't do it because of my sickness. After Vrajamandala Parikrama, my body became healthy again, and I was able to engage in full-time book distribution, a service I am still blessed to be doing today." Narasingha Dasi says, "I had a car accident 10 months ago. I needed 2.5 months complete bed rest after. Even after that, it was difficult for me to walk or sit on the floor. by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, my pain went away from the very start of the Vrajamandala Parikrama and has not come back. Now I can walk and sit easily, and I feel like I never had the accident. Devadatt Das from Bhubaneswar is 63 years old. He shares with us his experience of overcoming obstacles. Although I was interested in joining the parikrama, I thought I couldn't do it because of a defect in both my knee joints. I decided to pray to Srimati Radharani to help me see her pastime places in Vrajamandala. As I am now over 60 and growing older by the day, I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to see these places in this lifetime. After some days of praying like this, I began to feel improvement in both my knees. So I immediately rushed to Vrindavan and was able to complete the parikrama without having any major difficulty. Partha Sarathi Das from ISKCON Pune is also on parikrama with us for the first time. He says, I heard a lot about Vrindavan and wanted to come here. It's really nice to be on parikrama with the devotees. We're like a moving village. I'm the manager for ISKCON's participation in the yearly Dindiyatra festival. The Dindiyatra pilgrimage from Dehu to Pandharpur lasts for 18 days. And during that time, we mostly preach, distribute books, and try to give Krishna consciousness to others. But Vrajamandala Parikrama is for our own nourishment, our own sadhana. I have been chanting over 50 rounds a day during Parikrama. I would like to seek the blessings of the devotees to preach during the year and then come back again next year on Parikrama. Normally, I'm allergic to dust, and we all know how the dust of Vraja is so all-pervading. You can't escape it. Yet, I am amazed that despite my being in contact with this dust all the time, I have no problems with my allergy. There was also some funny moments on Parikrama. The devotees are eager to get the maximum benefit of their pilgrimage by taking darshan of every temple, kund, and shrine they come across. I remember that just before we arrived at Sanket, some of the men ahead of me entered a compound through a roadside gate to answer nature's call. One Mataji, who was walking behind me, enthusiastically inquired, is there something to take darshan of inside? I had to hastily reply, no, no, they just went to the bathroom. Many devotees are leaving Vrajamandala Parikrama with increased determination to execute their sadhana nicely. These are some of the assorted statements we hear from devotees about that. Because of devotee association, you don't experience the full extent of the inconveniences on parikrama. Also, despite the difficulties and austerities we have to face, we get the strength from each other not to become discouraged, but to remain disciplined in sadhana. At home, it's difficult to get up for Mangalarti, but on parikrama, it's easy. I intend to maintain this habit after I return home. Since attending parikrama, I have decided to change my japa timings. Previously, I was completing my rounds by 8:30 p.m., but now I am to complete my japa before 7 a.m. If I missed some part of the morning or evening program on Parikrama, I felt sorry, as if I had lost my wealth or was deprived of something valuable. I tried my best to attend everything, but if I did miss something, this is how I felt. I used to chant, but not very seriously. After attending Parikrama and hearing about the glories of the Holy Name, I have begun trying to chant more seriously and attentively. Before coming on Parikrama, I used to chant 8 rounds, but now I have started chanting 16 rounds. Devotees also share stories of how they've been touched by the atmosphere of Raja and the mood of the Rajavasis. Bhakta Gadadhar Das from France joined us recently for the last few days of Parikrama. He comments, "Even for one who does not have deep knowledge about Krishna or his pastimes, Krishna reveals himself bit by bit, or like we say on Parikrama, step by step. These Vraja villages seem like ordinary places, but they are far from ordinary, because when we come here, we feel peaceful and we desire to remain." Krishna Kirtan Das from Bangladesh comments, "We are living and preaching in Bangladesh, which is largely a Muslim country. There, when you make a phone call, the person who picks up the phone almost always says, 'Salam alaikum.' But here in Vraja, even the Muslims, or at least some of them, greet you with 'Radhe, Radhe.'" Several devotees have been deeply touched by the spirit of the Vrajavasis. Here are the excerpts from their heartfelt statements. "I remember how on the way to Dauji, the residents of one village exhibited such a loving mood towards us. It was Ekadasi, and they had prepared some Ekadasi prasad for us. We weren't initially planning to stop for prasad because we were in a hurry, but the villagers insisted that we stop and eat something. Actually, they had been waiting for us for hours. The devotion of those Vrajavasis is like that, innocent and affectionate. People of the city will not even offer you a glass of water, but the Vrajavasis welcome you into their homes, make you sit down, feed you, and treat you like one of their family members. They are even willing to vacate their homes so you will stay in them. When the Parikrama party reached Bandi Ravan, the luggage was far away from the tents. Our Vrajavasi guard picked up my baggage and brought it to my tent, and then he brought me 2 buckets of water. I offered him money, but he refused and instead asked, 'Is there anything more I can do for you?' I am amazed by the Vrajavasi spirit of humility and service. There's so much to learn from them." On the way to Bandi Ravan, I stepped on a thorn, which became stuck in my foot and I had to stop. As I was trying to use another thorn to dig it out, one Vrajavasi arrived and asked me what had happened. When I explained the situation, he said he would help me remove the thorn. But I replied, "No, no, you are a Vrajavasi. I cannot accept service from you. I don't feel good about this." But he insisted and actually removed the thorn. Once, during one of the numerous occasions when our Parikrama party had to cross agricultural fields, one of the Parikrama devotees said aloud that he felt we shouldn't walk through this field and risk spoiling the farmer's crop. The farmer overheard him and said, "No, if the devotees walk through my field, I will get a better harvest. Pankajangri Prabhu expresses his appreciation for the Parikrama organizers and the entire Parikrama experience itself. This is expert management. It's not so easy to move 800 people to a different place every night. Thank you very much. For myself, I can say it has been such a wonderful experience. I think it's the dust. If you come here every day and then go home and bathe, there's no dust. But when you camp out like we do on Parikrama, the dust will not leave you alone, even after you've taken bath. We have heard about the glories of the dust, and this is the practical experience of it. Austerities are necessary so that our false egos are vanquished. One should come to the Dham, roll in the dust, leave our false ego there, and go out begging for mercy. We are begging Krishna for his audience, somehow or other. Without austerity, you will not be able to appreciate that Krishna is non-different from the Dham. When you're in this position, you can't expect anything. What is the distance to be covered? How long it will take us? When we will take prasad and so on? So we have to be surrendered. The only thing we can expect is Krishna's mercy. The Vrajavasis love Krishna. They don't have guru. Krishna is their guru. You see how happy they are to see us. They are so proud of Vrindavan. When they see us, they think they have come to see our Radha and Krishna. We are famous for our preaching. We tell people to chant Hare Krishna. But here the kids tell us, Radhe Radhe Baba. They are inspiring us. During last year's Parikrama, one Vrajavasi told me that the name Radha is more powerful than Krishna. If you chant Krishna's name, he may or may not come, he said. But if you chant Radha's name, he will definitely come. Maybe going on Vrajamandala Parikrama should be the fifth regulative principle in ISKCON. Just like all Muslims go to Mecca, every devotee should go to Vraja for a month and perform this Parikrama. Thank you for looking after us so nicely. Sakshi Shyam Das, who is on the Parikrama management team, gives up some perspective on what it feels like to be behind the scenes. We are very few with the job of looking after so many. There's lots of pressure on us. After Parikrama, we need to take a month's rest, and sometimes we get sick. This service is clearly beyond our capacity. No matter how much we try to plan ahead, many things can only be confirmed in the last minute. Therefore, it is my conviction that this whole thing is going on only by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and she makes it clear to us like that. She is in charge. We are just trying to humbly serve the Vaishnavas. Tightly bound in rapt attention and meditating on the past month, we wish we could continue our Parikrama forever. But we have duties to perform, so we will all be traveling to our different destinations after taking up our different services around the world. Yet our aim is one, to remember the blissful abode of Vrindavan and nurture our eagerness to find Krishna. One day, hopefully, in the not too distant future, we will meet again and wander around Vrindavan with Lord Krishna and all his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.